Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim. We are in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. And Baruch Hashem, we have already seen Niflos Gedolos Mitoras Hashem. And we will continue to do so. Again, this is based on the Torah Marbe. We're going to go to the Ritz of Manzatzal. And we saw Diuk, Gedalvik, Diuk in the Rambam, that when it comes to Kovod HaMelech, Kovod Gadol Noigim BaMelech, in the king himself, and then Amisim and Lo'ema V'yira B'Lev Kol Adam, that there's a general, the Kovod is the Melech himself, and then the Eim is in Emas HaMalchus, but Lav Dafka to the specific king. That's the din kavod and the din ema. The din kavod isn't mitim sam tasim. Din kavod is one thing. Kavod and ema don't always go together. Kavod is for the gavra. Ema is a miyud chaz kapei amelech. It's an enyan of emas malchus. And the expression of this emas malchus is be'ema klapei hamelech. But it's primarily because of the mitzvahs of Malchus and Shilton. So that was the idea that we discussed in the previous shir. And now, the siyata d'shmaya, b'ritzos Hashem derkeinu, we will go further. In the Gemara Sanhedrin, and Afkuf Aleph Omud Beis, it says about Yerovam that he was Meirim Yad B'melech B'Shlomo HaMelech, which the Gemara interprets to mean, Amar Rav Nachman, Shecholatz Tfilin B'fonav, he took off his tfilin in the presence of the king. It doesn't sound so bad, but it's actually Merida B'Malchus. So we have to understand why Dafka, this inyan of Chalitzas Tfilin. So based on what we said, we can explain in the previous shir, we can explain based on the kash of the Pri Chodosh in his Chedushim and the Rambam, and also in the Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al in Simen Peiches. Why did the Rambam omit this din, that's mevur b'gemore, that you are not allowed to be choyleitz tefillin lifnei hamelech? You are not allowed to remove your tefillin in the presence of the king, before the king. Why did the Rambam omit this din, that's mevur b'gemore? V'ayein sham b'pri chodosh, sheharambam samach atzmo על מה שכתב בפרק ה' מהלכות תלמוד תורה, בפרק ה' הלכה ו', וכן לא יחלוץ תפילין לפני רבו. You shouldn't take off your tefillin in front of your Rebbe. ולא יסב, אלא יושב כי יושב לפני המלך. When you're sitting in front of your Rebbe, you should be sitting, you shouldn't recline, you should sit like in front of a king. So the Rambam equates the din of a Rebbe to a Melech. And Remela, we understand that just like you're not allowed to be choyleitz tefillah of lifnei Rabbi, you're also not allowed to be choyleitz tefillah of lifnei HaMelech. Vayein sham Rashi b'Sanhedrin, v'tur, or chayim b'sim alam b'ez, or v'ez yosef, v'bach. And from the fact that the Rambam writes din raboi mitzad din melech, it's mashma that it's a din kovet, because there's no din of soim tosim b'raboi. So there's a din moira, like the Rambam writes, perikei halacha aleph, but it's not a din moira melech. It's a different din, a different geder. But here the Rambam compared the rav and the melech. So if they're being compared, it must be klapei kovet. It's just like you mechabed your Rebbe, you also have to mechabed the Melech. So it's mashma that the chalitzas hatfilin is not a stira to the emosoi olecho, and it's not mashma like that in Rashi over there in the Gemara, betzorich im, but rather it's only neged kiyum din kovet hamelech. And since Yerovam, Tainid, against Shlomai when he said that Avicha David Poratz Poratzos Bechoyma Kedei Sheyalu Yisroel Lo Regel. David HaMelech made breaches in the wall. Today in the news, the last few years, they've been talking so much about building a wall. So David made breaches in the wall in order that the Jewish people should be Oile LaRegel. Ve'atah, and you Gadalta Osam, you filled in the wall, you filled in the breaches. Kedei La'asos Anagaria L'Bas Paroi, in order to make an anagaria for the daughter of Paroi. What is an anagaria? Everybody should come in and you can collect taxes for the sake of Bas Paro. So that's what Shlomo HaMelech did, and that was Yerovam's taina against him. And that was a mitzvah of Teichocha, like we see in the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin, b'nei shehochiach es Shlomo. He rebuked King Solomon. Harei sheyiravam ratza lochiach lo velochiach oto sheino noheg kedin. Yeravam had a taina on Shlomo that he isn't acting properly. And therefore, what was Yeravam's claim? That Shlomo is not oisem aisa amcha. He's not acting as a Jew should. And if you're not oisem maisa amcha, then there's no din covered, like we spoke about. There's no din covered if you're not oisem maisa amcha. So you have Emas HaMalchus, no matter what, because you're respecting the position of Malchus. But Kavod is only for Osem Ha'isa Amcha. That's the chilek between Kavod and Ema. And therefore Yerovam did a pu'ula of Ikavod. He wanted to show the king, I'm not mechabed you. As if to say, you're not Osem Ha'isa Amcha, and therefore I don't have to show you honor. But I'm not doing a maisa against Ema, because Ema applies even if he's not oisem maisa amcha. And that's what it says in the Gemara, that Yerovam was nenash because he was mechirich in barabim. This maisa of removing his tefillin in front of the king was a maisa of teichocha, because he was trying to show him incorrectly, but that's what Yerovam was trying to show, that he was doing shaloi kedin and he's not roi l'kavod. So this shows our distinction between kavod and ema. Ema is to the position of kingship, and kavod is to the person, the king, and he has to be oisem ha'isa amcha. And Yerovam wanted to prove that Shlomo was not in that category. So now it would appear as follows. Yesh ledakdik b'mishnah shel reish perek beis de Sanhedrin. That brings the din of ein noisin al manasui shel melech, and the machloikas of Rebbe Yehudan Rabbonon about another melech, is he allowed to marry the wife of a king? Ve'achar kach kama v'kama mishnayos b'dinei ha-melech, v'rak achar kach b'daf chav bet mevi'ah at ha-halacha she'en mishtamshim b'keilav shel melech. That you're not allowed to use the kelim of the king. So why don't we bring the din of almana together with the ein mishtamshim b'kelim? Chol, it's the same thing. The almana belonged to the king and his kelim belonged to him. These are both his special possession. Now, obviously, we're not comparing a woman to Stam Kalim, but the idea is that this is the king's woman and this is the king's Kalim. So it should go together. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows, that the din of ein mishtamshin bekelav eino nitinat kavod beishimush beklei tashmisha. When one doesn't use the kelim of the king, it's not giving kavod by not using his klei tashmish, but rather it's a chisaron in ein masoy olecha on your mishtamish bekelav. וכמבואר שם במשנה שמביאה את הפסוק אפסוים תוסים עליך מלך שתי מוסוי עליך. אז השימוש בכלי המלך איזה חיסור נתאי מוסוי עליך. אכן באשתו עצם מה שנשארת אשתו כלפי חוץ ולא דין אשתו ואינה ניסית לאחר, יש בזה מייסה כובד שחייבים בו מדין כובד מלכוס. So this is an act of kovid, and you're obligated in this act מדין כובד המלכוס not to take his wife. ומשום כך זה כלול במה שכתוב במשנה בתחילת פרק ב', that's talking about dinei kovet. Like we bring there the nafkamina being kovet kohen gadol but kovet hamelech. So by kohen gadol it's only din kovet because he doesn't have a din of emaso alecha. And that's the nafkamina legabe melech acher. If it's a din kavod, which is din klapei the melech himself, so another king is mechuyev in this kavod. And if there's kavod that his wife remains an almana, it's also even for another king to marry her. And therefore the Mishnah says that even another king is not allowed to marry her. And mechloikes, we have an opinion that another king is not allowed to marry her. Masha'en kein shimush beklei tashmisho, Shibiyarnu. Shumidin e maso yalecha. That it's a din in Ema, as we explained, as we proved. And we said that that's not biyachas lamelech atzmo, it's primarily vis a vis the seat of kingship, the office of the king. So if another king uses it, it's a shimush of malchus. It's not against the din of emaso yalecha, and therefore it's mutter to be for another king to use the kelim. וזהו טעם הרמב״ם כאן שחילק בין אלמנתו לשאר כלי תשמישו וחזר בו מדבריו בפירוש המשניות מאחר שלפי מה שביארנו מסדר המשניות מבואר שהם שני עניינים ומחמת זה מתחייב שאלמנתו תהיה אסורה למלך אחר וכלי תשמישו יהיו מותרים. That's the Rambam says here. The Rambam writes כבד גדול נוהגים במלך ומסימן לו אימו ויירה בלב כל אודום סוים תוסים עליך מלך אין רויך ואין על סוסוי ואין יש ומר כיסוי ואין משתמשים בשרוויתו ולא בכיסרו ולא באחד מכל כלי תשמישיו וכן לא ישתמש בעבוד שחוסו בשמושב אלא מלך אחר. So the Rambam here says that another king is allowed to use בכלי תשמישיו, therefore אבישג was מותרס לשלוימה Sual Adon Yo, because Shlomo is king, so he can use what the king used. Aval Ishto Shel Melech Eina Neveles La'acher La'olam. Afilu HaMelech Eina Nosei Almanosei. Even another king is now allowed to marry his Almana. So, the Rambam here is mechalek between his kavod and his ema, meaning between his klei tashmish and his wife. His klei tashmish are midin emas hamalchus, and therefore another king is allowed to use them. But his isha is milashan kavod, which is personal to the king, and that another king is now allowed to take. And that's why the Rambam was chozer bo. As we pointed out in the first shir, the Rambam says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that almanasu muteres lemelech acher. The Rambam chazar bo is a knusoi, because the Rambam understood that these are two separate dinim. And yes, klei tashmish, another king is allowed to use, but not as almana, because one is midin ema, one is midin kavod. Kavod, another king has to have, so he can't take his almana, another king's almana. But ema is ema samalchus, and if you're the king and you're using ashimushel malchus, the klei amelech hakodem, then you're totally cool. So that is the fourth leg of this incredible journey. Bezrat Hashem, Birtzot Hashem Darkenu, Anachnu Namshicha Lepam Haba'a, Lineder, VeBaruch Hashem Zachinu Larot Neflaot, VeNamshich Larot Neflaot Bezrat Hashem. So please stay tuned. And great things to come, I hope. It's Hashem. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest Mitzvah.